Hi, I'm Tara Stubbins. I'm a celebrity assistant, certified lifestyle manager, and time management expert. You can find me at takeiteasyconcierge.com. And thanks for listening to the Rockstar of Real Estate, realestatepodcastshow.com.
Good morning, Paul Andrigo here. Welcome to the first episode of the Millionaire's Mile podcast show, hosted at realestatepodcastshow.com, your main source for Toronto, GTA, Ontario, and yes, worldwide real estate information. I celebrated this week my 20th year in real estate, got my license on October 6th, the year 2000. Very different world back then, and very different now. So I'm going to start actually before the year 2000, and many of us didn't think anything was going to happen after 2000 because of the Y2K. If you look that up, you'll find out more about it if you don't know anything about it. But I'm going to start the Millionaire's Mile podcast show with a personal story. And one of the things about me, and hopefully it's something about you as well, is I love music. I love all kinds of music, but I've always been a fan of rock music. And of course, as rock fans will know, this week we lost the king of rock guitar, which Eddie Van Halen had the title many years ago. I'd say by 1980 he was already the king of guitar, and he held it for so many years. So rock stars, rock music, and real estate, for me there's always been an attraction to those things. And how the Millionaire's Mile podcast show idea came around is actually directly related to that. So back in the 90s, when I was still sort of figuring it out, trying to figure out what I wanted to do, one of the jobs that I had was working as a construction laborer. And with my father being a construction worker, it was something that I was, again, able to do as a summer job, and it was definitely the hardest work I've ever done, and just exhausted me. Even though I did try to keep up, you know, my social life and you know, go out late, still had to get up early and be at the construction site and just sweat all day long. And it's a job like no other. So any of you that do this, again, you've got all the respect in the world for me, and a lot of you over the years have become clients of mine, as well as the people who own the mansions you're building. So it's kind of a full circle thing now. But one summer, I was particularly lucky to be working in the York Mills area, where my father's company was building a house. And this was like no other house you've ever seen. It had the best of everything. I think I remember four furnaces, heated floors, just absolutely all the sort of the high end of the high end. So everything was going on with this particular property. And I was a laborer on this job. So I was actually not building it, but I was helping. I was cleaning up and, of course, doing laborer duties. And it was phenomenal. And a couple of years went by, and I didn't really think too much about it. And then I had read a story about how David Bowie had seen, excuse me, had seen a particular house in Toronto that was something that was interesting to him. And he actually had asked for a tour of this particular property. So I'm reading this and looking into this, and I realize that this is the house that my father built and that I was, again, present on while it was being built. So if that didn't decide my future at that moment, that rock stars, real estate, mansions, and all the fun, great stories that come along with it. If that wasn't going to be my future, I don't know what else I can possibly tell you to convince you that this is something that has been, you know, in the books for me for the longest time. So putting together this podcast was very much a labor of love, and just putting it together in a way where you guys know that I know what I'm talking about, meaning that when I'm showing you these properties, which are just absolute, like, one of a kind, just, you know, incredible mansions, estates, places that sometimes are never on the market, I want you to know that I know how they're built. And this is what, this is one of the stories of the houses that I've worked on, but I've been around house building pretty much my whole life. So I know what goes into these properties. I know what their stories are. And with this podcast that I've created over the last 2 years, with over 35,000 downloads and counting, I want you to know that I'm the one that needs to be telling the story of your properties, whether you, again, are in any of these areas or in any other area with a luxury home, something that has a story to tell. The five areas that are on Toronto's Millionaire Mile are the Bridal Path, Rosedale, Lawrence Park, York Mills, which is sort of combined areas of Hogs Hollow, St. Andrew Winfields, Banbury, and then Forest Hill. Those are sort of the five general areas that sort of make up the Millionaire's Mile here, and there's many of them around the world. Now, some would argue that there's other areas in the city that would probably rival those areas. I totally agree. It's not exclusive to these five, but these are the five I'm going to sort of focus on for the purposes of the podcast. And if you've got a house that's in Etobicoke or in Scarborough, and it's this kind of property that's got that kind of significance, then definitely it's still going to be featured on my site, and it's still going to get the attention it deserves. So my goal here is to give you a one-of-a-kind look into the soul stories of the people, and even, sorry, of not just the home, but actually the people behind the doors, and let you know what you need to know before you're making any decision. And whether you're making $1 million decision or a $5 million decision or a $10 million decision, which can happen in some properties or more, I think you owe yourself. You owe yourself knowing everything possible about these properties and getting as much of the inside scoop as possible. So I want you to make sure that long before you begin your search for a home or a realtor in any of the areas I've mentioned, again, the Bridal Path, Rosedale, York Mills area, Forest Hill, Lawrence Park, if you're in any of these areas or any of the areas that are similar to that, I want you to make sure that you follow the path that the smart buyers do by learning as much as possible about the history and significance of these areas from those who know it best. And it isn't just me, it's the stories of the people who live there that I share with you guys. And that's the inside sort of scoop that I'm able to provide. Now, because 2020 is the decade of the podcast, this is the best way for you to start this journey. So by listening to this show, this was the beginning of it. The next step is for us to connect and for us to get to the next level and discuss what it is that you're looking for, and make sure that you understand how I work and how trust, confidentiality, those are the two main things that I want to make sure you guys understand about me, is that I don't look for any sort of additional attention from this. I'm not looking to be on a billboard, and I'm not looking to show up at famous parties. That's not what I do. For me, this is my passion. This is what I do, and this is how I feed my family. It's not for any other reason besides something that I love to do, and I want to make sure, excuse me, that I'm doing for you at the highest possible level. And That's what this was all invented for. So thanks for listening on to today's episode, and stay tuned for the next one.